Hello, Todd.
Hey Todd, it's Ruben in Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. You're echoing in and out. I'm sorry. I just got your voicemail. I've had some issues with my phone, so sorry about that. So here's where we're at on your file. Give me a second. Right now, I'm really not getting a larger loan approval for a second position loan or additional refinancing. I don't want to like run your credit. I think it's because the last month was really clean, but the months before that are negative. There's some negatives. Yeah. My thought would be like, I'm going to, you know, without kind of, I don't want to overpromise. I know you probably got some other people grinding away for your business. We could hold off and wait until the next month, or, you know, you do have an approval at the other for Canada, but I just know you're not really interested in that at this time.
Nah, I'm not. Yeah, we're okay, man. Like I said, I'm not no dire need of it. So I don't want to let's don't get something we don't have to have right now. So let's hold off.
Okay.
I did have her talk to my accountant about the what we discussed about the equipment.
Finally. Yeah.
And yep. He was on board with maybe whenever I get the situation worked out with my truck with GMC. If I go in and getting something else about possibly looking at the rate, the difference in what it would cost if I did traditional financing on it or this equipment lease through you guys, so I could pull it out of my credit. And he says if it's fairly reasonable, it'd probably be about a bit.
How much does the equipment cost, the truck again that you're looking at?
It's about 40.
I mean, I would tell you there's two things. A, so the dealers are going to usually need money down. We're not going to need money down, and we don't need equity. It's just going to be a first or first and last payment. Mm-hmm. You've got pretty good credit, correct?
Right, 700. So
yeah, you can pay your bills. So based on my experience on, say, a five-year deal, which is kind of our best deal, on 40 grand, you'd probably see a payment from us around... And we'll get super thin to win your business, but you'll probably see a payment around, I'd say around $850 or less would be a good idea from us, whereas a dealer might be at, give me a second.
$750 probably or more.
In
5 years, I'm not going to get 0%, so I can tell you that.
we can do used equipment as well. I would think it'd probably be around the $750 to $770 mark, but they might need some money down. It really does come down to... You know, without kind of dance, we have a lot of people that come into us and say, hey, my bank or my dealer is going to do this financing for us. And the real advantage is, keeping that personal credit clean. And also for registration and insurance and titling purposes. But it is a very hard thing for us to win on the app. It's not an apples to apples, you know, but.
I wouldn't expect you to win on it. I told him it's probably 50, 100. I mean, I think me and you talked, he said probably looking anywhere 50 to $100.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he said that's a no-brainer for me. He said to take, if that's the case, get off the credit, $100 more, it's $1,200 a year. But he said by the time you add the tax savings into it, it's actually only probably 50. He said it cuts way down. He said so.
Because you're basically, he's right, you're, I don't know. I'm not an accountant, but I don't know how depreciation, if it's registered or not in the business name, that's a whole other thing. But, we should be pretty – we should probably be within $1,500. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, when I get to that position or that point, I'll reach back out to you for that part of it. I don't think I'm going to take another loan right now. I don't need it. So,
okay.
3 weeks ago, I was kind of in a position. I was hurt, but the line of credit folks that kind of facilitate, one, I had the payments come in, opened up my line of credit better. He did some renegotiating with me on my line of credit, so it gave me opened up with quite a bit of more funds over there for me. So we kind of got through that, and now we're okay. So
that's good. I mean, with these second and third position loans, I mean, what I tell people is the truth. I say, look, if you are in a position where you have a lot, like let's say, like I'll give you an example, right? So what I've learned in this industry is these second position loans can really hurt people. There's like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And there's a real push in our industry to give people loans that they really don't need. A second position loan is good if someone comes in and says, hey, look, I have X, Y, and Z reason. Here's why I need the money. But sometimes these Band-Aid solutions, you know, unless they really don't necessarily help people. So I can respect and understand what you're saying. I mean, I'm going to follow with you each month to see if I can get a refinance done. That is, it's not going to be a credit pull. It's just going to be keep on trying to get you there. But at the same time, I definitely would like to get the equipment. Are you trying to do that year end to take advantage of Section 179 or no?
No, I mean, I'm not necessarily trying to do that, but probably will do that because I have a arbitration hearing on my truck with GMC to buy it back, hopefully.
Okay.
I've had some issues with it, and they can't seem to fix it. And that's December 6th. So after December 6th, they buy it back, and then, yes, I've got to get a vehicle. So.
Okay.
At that point. So it'll be about a month from now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, about a month. I can probably be looking at that. So, I am looking at some printer options and stuff. So that's another option. You know, I could maybe would add a little bit to it because I got some stuff around this office we want to get to help us in the office that we need, but we haven't done it yet. So I'll kind of get a list of things together and that prioritize it and see if we want to do it this year. It might be
okay.
Need to get more than 40. We might need to get 60. You know.
I think with equipment, honestly, if you want me to tell you, I think sky's the kind of the limit on you. I think I could easily get you up to $500K in equipment. Equipment's a completely different product than working capital, so whatever you need in equipment, just let me know and I'll take care of it. Regarding your office, by the way, we consider office furniture, phone systems, even software, computer equipment, so we're pretty well-versed in all that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I'll get with I'll sit down and kind of get a list of shopping lists together. We can figure out what we want to do.
You got it, brother. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, man.
You got it. Bye-bye.